The cradle of recorded jazz in Richmond's Whitewater Valley on this moment of Indiana history. Presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society. Now featuring Gettin' Along, A View of Racial Integration in America. A photography exhibit by Joe Schwartz. More information at indianahistory.org. In 1878, the Starr Piano Company was established by James and Benjamin Starr in Richmond, Indiana, near the Whitewater Valley Gorge. By 1893, it had gained national recognition through the Chicago-Columbia Exposition. In that same year, Henry Jeanette joined as secretary-treasurer of the company. He helped the company to grow, and by 1906, the Starr Piano Company employed over 600 craftsmen. In 1916, the business expanded to include the manufacture of phonographs and records. From 1916 to 1934, Jeanette Records in Richmond made thousands of acoustic and electric recordings, ranging from blues, jazz, and country music to ethnic, classical, spoken word, and any other marketable recording. Jeanette's roster of artists was a veritable who's who. The first recordings of the New Orleans Rhythm Kings were made in Richmond in 1922. Jazz pianist Jelly Roll Morton mastered over 20 tracks there in 1923. And King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band featuring Louis Armstrong also recorded for Jeanette. Hoagie Carmichael recorded the first version of Stardust there. With the Great Depression came the downfall of many small recording companies. And by the early 1930s, the Jeanette Record Company was closed. The Starr Piano Company eventually suffered the same fate, producing its last piano in the mid-1960s. This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.